You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Even as concerns are being raised over the rise in fresh COVID cases across multiple states, experts suggest that there is no need to panic and instead expect people to mask up and get vaccinated. What they call the R factor or reproductive rate of the virus, experts say that has gone up and infections are on the rise. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar bringing you top developments of the day on the pandemic from India and around the world. India's COVID situation is seemingly under control. However, 13 states and union territories recorded a surge in coronavirus infections last week, with Kerala reporting half of India's daily new cases. Well, before I talk further about what experts said regarding the onset of the third wave, here's a look at India's infection tally as of August 4th. The country recorded over 42,000 new cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. The active cases again went up by more than 5,000 cases, whereas the daily toll due to the virus was reported above 500. Kerala has again topped the list of states contributing new cases, followed by Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. Well, experts did point to the worrying R factor in some states, but they said that it is too early to declare the beginning of a new wave. In fact, several scientists who have been closely monitoring India's COVID graph and have noted a surge in few pockets said that it could be that the second wave is not over yet. For instance, in the Northeast, cases have certainly not gone down to the low levels that are being seen in Delhi and other northern states. A professor at Haryana's Ashoka University observed, and I quote, "In that sense, we are likely seeing a continuation of the second wave rather than the initiation of a new COVID wave distinct from the previous one." Unquote. The government has warned that the pandemic is still raging and that there is also an increase in India's effective reproduction number, R, which represents the number of susceptible people one COVID-positive person may affect. A recent analysis by researchers at the Institute of Mathematical Sciences in Chennai found that the effective R number in India has crossed 1 for the first time since May 7th. On August 3rd, the government had said that the R value is more than 1 in 8 states and union territories. Well, in some better news, a Lancet study says that the long-lasting COVID symptoms are rare in children. According to the study, most children who develop COVID symptoms recover after 6 days, and the number of children who experience symptoms beyond 4 weeks is low. The lead author of the study said, and I quote, "It is reassuring that the number of children experiencing long-lasting symptoms of COVID is low. Nevertheless, a small number of children do experience long illness with COVID-19, and our study validates the experiences of these children and their families." Unquote. The researchers noted that some adults experience a prolonged illness after COVID, described as long COVID, where symptoms persist for 4 weeks or longer. But it is not known whether children can develop a similar condition or how common this is. Now here's an update from Mumbai. Mumbai has got its first genome sequencing lab. The lab at Civic Run Nair Hospital will offer the city an added advantage in the battle against coronavirus, as the new facility can analyze a large number of samples in a short period. The hospital said that the new lab can also identify mutants, something that will especially be useful in hotspot areas. Meanwhile, in West Bengal, with reports of people getting infected even after being administered 2 doses of COVID vaccine, the health department has decided to strengthen the surveillance. The department plans to conduct genome sequencing on such patients to find out whether they have had any genetic change in the strain of coronavirus. According to an official, the decision to carry out such sequencing was taken keeping in mind warnings of experts about a possible third wave of the pandemic. The official said, and I quote, The genome sequencing tests must be done on people who are affected with the virus even after being fully vaccinated. The primary objective is to find out whether if the vaccine has worked against the virus or if it has mutated. Unquote. A look at pandemic news on the global front. China has reported the most new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases since January, as some cities have stepped up restrictions, cut flights, and increased testing to get to grips with an outbreak driven mainly by the Delta variant of COVID. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.